The degree of equalization is now at 20, and the gain is set at 6, but it's peaking a little too high, and I'm a little too close to the microphone. Speaking from slightly above and 8 inches away from the microphone, we'll start in with the gain set at 5 1/2, equalization at 20, and now we go down to 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, and finally down to 0. And slowly back up again, we go through 8 and 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and back to 20. By this time, the gain, or the degree of equalization, should have been set back about 18 for the first inch, and to 16 for the second, 14 for the third, 12 for the fourth, 10 for the fifth, 8 for the sixth, 6 for the seventh, 4 for the eighth, 2 for the ninth, and to 0 for the tenth, at which position it is left for the last 5 inches. All this time, the gain has been left constant. The equalization is now run back up to 20, and the gain set at 6, where it peaks a little too high. Let's try that. Scratching noise, which may or may not be due to the new needle. Scratching noise, which may or may not be due to the new needle. Running the degree of equalization down to 0 again and letting the monitor kick over pretty well. Running it up pretty high on the gain. We'll play it back and see if the noise is inherent or if the if it's in the recording apparatus or if it's just noise due to the microphone. I'm going to run the gain down to 0 now, and then I will turn it off altogether. I'll leave the gain up but make no noise. See if it's off. Turn it off altogether. I'll leave the gain up but make no noise. See if it's stray noise. And now I'm going to turn the gain down to 0 and let it run about 3 grooves. Another test. The equalization set at 2 and the gain at 5, speaking about 6 or 8 inches away from the microphone. I'm going to set the microphone down on the desk and read a little. Mailed out August 30th. Letters, one page political, 783. One page hold file, 181. One page drugstore, 783. One page hold file, 181. One page drugstore, 67. 912. Hold file, 181. One page drugstore, 67. 912. Hold file, 181. One page drugstore, 67. 912. That works. Well, well, well. And here we have Stafford's quick drying stamp. Well, well. And here we have Stafford's quick drying stamp pad. I think that ought to do and test whether this thing is going to work the way we want it. This thing is going to work the way we want it to or not. To or not. Recording again with the gain set at 5.5. This time, the degree of equalization is at 0, and we'll go up and down over the scale to test out the equalization on the last, or the 13th to 14th inch of the record, or minute of the record. Now, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Something that brings closer to you the beauties of nature and love, as it does in me. Have you done as I have told you and been telling you? have your neighbors who do not have a radio set come into your home and gather around yours and listen to these Sunday evening talks. Bring the children in. I can assure you that what I say will be helpful and never hurtful to your boys and your girls. I have girls, I have grandchildren, and I have a lovely son, a young man just reaching almost the age of adolescence. And I would say nothing or do anything that would in any way mar his future or blight his character. Ladies and gentlemen, you can support these talks and bring a message of hope and realization into the hearts of many who will never otherwise receive them if you'll spend only $1. Send $1 to the Publicity newspaper, Wichita, Kansas, and every week for several weeks you'll receive a copy of this little patriotic weekly newspaper containing one of my Sunday evening talks against the powers and the evils of war. As I previously told you, I've discontinued my anti-war talks and neutrality talks because our nation and all nations are now in serious consideration, and I do not want to be misunderstood. I do not want anyone to say that I interfered or that I stuck my nose in where I had no business. I'm not the power. I'm not the dictator. I'm not the statesman. I'm just an humble citizen out here crying in the wilderness with all the hope and optimism that I can possibly possess. And I'm appealing to you fathers and mothers to subscribe to this little newspaper. I don't own the paper. If I owned the paper, I'd put money into it. Or at least I'd try to if I had the money, and make it a big paper. This little Publicity newspaper in Wichita, Kansas, is owned by Mr. Gardner. And it's his paper. And nobody but him has anything to say about what goes in it or stays out of it. You should send him at least $1. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Brinkley and I have been talking over radio stations for many, many years. We have thousands upon thousands of old-time friends and listeners who have heard our advice over these many years. In this month of October, this 15th day of October, I wonder how many of you men and women are sick. I wonder how many of you feel that you need the kindly, honest, friendly advice that can be had in the Brinkley Hospitals in Little Rock, Arkansas. Have you been taking treatments and not getting better? Do you continue to be ill? Are you mothers sick and you fathers sick? Do you have gland disease? Are you going downhill? Well, you help us carry on and probably help yourselves to carry on and get a lot more happiness out of life if you come to the Brinkley Hospitals in Little Rock, Arkansas for consultation and examination. We'll be as honest with you in our examinations and advice as we are in these radio talks, and you know these radio talks are truthful and good. Tomorrow is Monday. The next day is Tuesday. I'm looking for you. Will you? Tomorrow is Monday. The next day is Tuesday. I'm looking for you. Will you come? Don't disappoint me. And while you're coming, don't forget to pray. And to the Brinkley Hospitals in Little Rock, good night.